something I want to mention just before I go to that last item that I want to mention with regards to ways that we can have a happy brain. Dealing with, you know, this whole issue of sex, I've talked with someone who has done a lot of work in the field of counseling. And one of the things that has been so interesting, I've talked with actually with several people and read a number of articles that have to do with people's sexual health, sexual well-being, or lack thereof. And I have found it so interesting, so intriguing, in fact, that one of the things that they have found is that when they have really engaged in sexual activities that once gave them much pleasure, at some point down the road, those experiences came back to haunt them. Men and women who talk about how difficult it is to truly enjoy sex with their spouses, to have a truly rewarding, gratifying, satisfying sex life with their spouses because of the way they conducted themselves sexually years before they met the person that they finally ended up marrying. Males and females who were having a difficult time. And what a tragedy that is to have spent all those years engaging in sexual activity that should not have been part of the life's equation, only to end up in a marriage where we're supposed to be experiencing the beauty of marriage, the beauty of oneness in every way that a couple is created to experience oneness, and particularly with regards to sexual gratification. And because of people's prior experiences, they've made it almost impossible, barring great counseling and or a miracle, to truly enjoy their sex life. Don't do that to yourselves. Those of you who are virgins, I'm talking to you men and women, you boys and girls, those of you young adults, teenagers, you're a virgin, value your virginity and maintain your virginity until the day, the night of your honeymoon, and then release your virginity to the person you've married. I imagine there are a lot of people who, if they only had the courage to tell you, they would tell you, you need to do what he's saying. Don't get me wrong. I know that's not everyone's story. There are some people who have lived some unhealthy sex lives, and they got married and have still been able to really enjoy their sex life with their spouses. But there are a lot of people who have a different story. All right. What else can we do to have a happy brain? How about getting some vitamin D? Yeah, we need sun to produce vitamin D, and we need vitamin D to produce all the happy chemicals. Our eyes need sun because they're the sensor that tells the rest of the body how much sun is getting. Here's the thing. Protect yourself from the sun as necessary using your sunglasses, using the lotions that block out sun's rays so you don't get burnt, but don't hide under a rock. Make sure you do get some vitamin D. Our bodies need it. So, we're talking about a happy brain. Did you notice how much the happy brain ties in directly with chemicals? Did you notice how the chemicals found in the brain have a direct connection to our emotional state? Yeah, happy brain, and happiness is an emotion. Chemicals found in the brain help produce the results that bring about happiness. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, we are the spiritual part of us that we don't see and the physical part of us that we do see. All right, give me those chemicals that I talked about. I know I didn't warn you, but this is a pop quiz. And just like our teachers in high school, Sometimes we'll give you a fair warning that the pop quiz is coming. We just won't tell you when. And sometimes we'll tell you when, and I don't really consider that a pop quiz. I call that a quiz, but not a pop quiz. And sometimes we give you no notice at all. That's the way our teachers used to do us. All right, so here's your pop quiz. Give me those chemicals that I gave to you. Those chemicals found in the brain that help us experience happiness. All right. The first one began with an S. That's all the clue I'm going to give you now. An S. What is it? Serotonin. Another one begins with a D. What is it? Dopamine. Another one begins with an O. Can you give me an O? Yes, give me an O for oxytocin. And then give me an E for endorphins. Serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphins. And let's add to the mix vitamin D. That can help us have a happy brain so that we can have a happy summer. I'll be right back.